Step 1. Providing the experience. Opportunities for coaching come in various forms. They could be areas of a current job where performance could be improved, a new job or task, delegated tasks, or different approaches to an existing job or task. Whatever the opportunity is, it is very important to set a clear and reasonable coaching goal. This goal should articulate specifically what the person should be able to do when the coaching process is complete. Note that I said coaching process, as in some cases, the coaching is not a one-off intervention and may form part of a series of development sessions undertaken with the person over a given period of time. One of the most effective ways to establish a coaching goal, or indeed any type of goal for that matter, is to use the SMART technique. Writing SMART objectives. Objectives will tend to emerge naturally from a discussion about the person's achievement and progress, areas of difficulty and development opportunities. These objectives must be clear-cut and not simply vague statements of intent. SMART stands for S for specific. The objective should be specific and clear enough so that anyone involved can understand it, know what is meant by it, and exactly what it is that will be accomplished. If in doing this, the objective appears to be overloaded with detail, then there may in fact be more than one objective contained within. In this case, they should be split out. Or perhaps the objective is referencing sub-activities or criteria, in which case they could be referred in an appendix to the objectives. M is for measurable. Include a performance standard. When objectives are measurable, it is easier to agree later on what has been achieved. The objective needs to be measurable in order for its progress to be monitored and to demonstrate its ultimate completion. Measures will usually hinge around the criteria of cost, time, quality, and/or quantity. A is for achievable. The individual must have the necessary baseline skills or knowledge to achieve the new coaching objective. Otherwise, perhaps we are looking at establishing a preliminary objective first. This is where an understanding of the individual and their current level of capability is very important. A is also for agreed and/or accepted. In order for the skills coaching to be a success, the objective needs to be agreed by the other person. It is preferable that it is also accepted if true support and buy-in are to be achieved. This highlights the difference between seeking the person's commitment to the task and completing it well, or just their compliance. R is for realistic. The coaching objective must be realistic. Does the individual have the ability, the time, and the resources available to do this? The objective should be stretching but achievable and will vary depending on the person's capabilities. This is where progressive coaching sessions over time are very relevant. Objectives that are too hard or too easy will demotivate. Another meaning for the letter R is whether the objective is clearly relevant to the person and how their work efforts support the overall aim of the department, team, or project that they are working on. And finally, T is for time bound. Include target dates. Specify when the results must be achieved, and don't leave an objective open-ended. It is also important to consider and build in the three components of action, standard, and condition. Action. What is the person actually going to do? Standard. What level of performance is expected or required? And condition. Under what conditions or in what circumstances will the task need to be achieved? 10 simple rules of learning. When planning and preparing for the skills coaching session, it may be helpful to take into account the following 10 simple rules of learning. 1. The capabilities of learners are important in determining what can be learned and how long it can take. 2. The order of presentation of materials to be learnt is very important. 3. Showing errors in how to do something can lead to increased learning. 4. The rate of forgetting tends to be very rapid immediately after learning. 5. Repetition of identical materials is often as effective in getting things remembered as repeating the same story but with variations. 6. Knowledge of results leads to increased learning. 7. A message is more easily learned and accepted if it does not interfere with earlier habits. 8. The mere repetition of a situation does not necessarily lead to learning. Two things are necessary: belongingness and satisfaction. 9. Learning is aided by active practice rather than passive reception. And 10. Learning something new can interfere with the remembering of something earlier.